나 따난 쇼베디 로존 츠게미에다 초드비디 아니 쇼로가 듬바다 앵게바디 마슈이
라서 Continuing from this morning's presentation, I will now discuss the 7th and 8th verses from the text called The Eight Verses for Training the Mind.
다들 준비들이야. 가자. 준비들. 이런 거를 준비.
도난 것은 준비.
도난 것은 준비. 편대 많은 그런 그 뭐. 아니.
마이 둥에.
마이.
마이 뇌단 둥에 건.
마이 뇌단 둥에 그 상에 달렘 달렘 쇼스.
라서.
다들 저기 동맹이 냠내를 숨으시래.
라서. The seventh verse says, In sum, whether directly or indirectly, may I offer all benefit and joy to my mothers. When my mothers are harmed or suffer, may I secretly take these harms upon myself. The main practice taught by this verse, I think, is the practice of tonglen, sending and taking.
단들이야지 상에 닭 달 램버스 상화 사들 구규로 니에서 삼정도
나서
초지네 아니다 가래 상에 담바지에버 자순 주서 지단기 다시 제외기 명한디 알 되네 초가담바 가담비에게 고마디 수갑리아 디 상외 명아로 쓰는 장도 미 상월로리아 배아마이 바치 가사 개버지 가시에 냠슬레 아르치 미주사네 다 디기 차네 상와사디 가사 탐지기 냠슬레 아다지 저디세란 장도 야나 냠슬레 아기 에 뉴도 뭐줘봐 드리 주사네
I think that the word secretly that appears in this verse can be interpreted to hold two meanings. The first meaning of secrecy here refers to the fact that traditionally in the Kadampa lineage, the practices for exchanging self and other, including tonglen or sending and taking meditation, were held to be secret practices that weren't taught to everyone generally. So this was the way in which these instructions were held originally in the tradition of Atisha. The instructions were only given to certain individuals who had done the proper preparations and were taught to be held back from individuals who were not suitable vessels for those instructions.
Jigi Kashre Nobada Dunghe Tatamji Jigi Rangi Len Rangi Pemba de Watamji Shenla Jins and Jado Tadonaji Simji Shengi Tunsia de Azu Rangi Tunsia le the Keshes and Jadoyana Rangi Tun Simji Shin Dundi Rangi Tun Chimbuchi Imbuchi.
这个心情是对的
랑 렘발라서 다담지 신기 하마고 왔지네. 근데 시한 팬다고 하듯이. 드네듭지 과면도 섬정도.
라서 신기 하마고 왔지네.
버리버디 하마고 하고서나 지야 렌다레와 여반으로 쳐와.
라레 Another meaning of secrecy that applies here is that the meaning of Tonglen practice or sending and taking meditation is that we take upon ourselves the harms and sufferings of other sentient beings and we send to them all of our own benefit and happiness. In this way, we come to regard the benefit of others as more important than the benefit of ourselves. And in fact, we come to regard accomplishing the benefit of others as the supreme way to accomplish our own benefit. When we go about doing this, we must be free from hope for reciprocation of the benefit that we give to others. We shouldn't hope for anything in return for our beneficial actions. And so to avoid fixation on such hope, it's taught that we should benefit others secretly. In other words, in a way in which they don't even know we were the ones who helped them. If we benefit beings in a way that in which we make them know that it is us who are assisting them, then that can become an attitude that involves hope and expectation for some kind of reward.
That the physical tone and tongue, Kasa, the Jeda Perlia, Jerry Niri, the day Besund of the day, Shea Yore. Tell some of the Masebe, Kasa, Jungunatan, a living person, some of the Masebe. Young Kundad of the day Lumbalia, Nam Chumbi Kablia, and the Perlia and Drumnes at Nayorba.
Lassa?
Dachi. Tam sobore amburun do mang wikes
lasa
an jise na shidro ni mang wisha yong gor
lasa
jesa kunda tinje gi lungbale ya tinje gi neam chung bi ko le ya an kunda di she le ya buru mang wikes
lasa
gi mebe jin buru mang wikes tinje gi da chi da chi da de gi Nasa Dunga Mambu, because of Tig, Nam, Mambu, Kuranki, Kunda, the Lemberes Arch.
Lasso?
Did you get a share? Did you pay only on it?
Lasso?
Tangunaji, Casual, that invest, Takan, that you believe, Trishi, coach, yondi on it.
Lasso?
So the physical tone, then Sadi, Takasa, Rinny, the mother, all money. That did so, then Anzugi. So they are just same get one energy to me. I just casualty physical to one of my imba. G mentally is mental altitude. Senator, the digit one just so simply. Ning dob chamber, the digit as young as John Dratchati. Did they imbre? Digit as which John Dratch. Kada as you same day, Ning dob. Shengi, Dunghe, Lia, Jig, Karulaji, Shumba Mevachi, Dunghe Tong, and just tell it, you sim Shumbatang, the sim Jig Dagwala, so the day Mevachi, sim the Ningdo Chirgate of Chichi, the Niji Dunghe Lia, as in Jibo Mevatone, and the Dunghe Tanen Chatria. The Niji got you Servasen and Rando, Yana, Ningdo.
So the practice of Tonglen meditation, taking and sending meditation.
Physical tone kala khabo chare yor bre simjen thamji gi dunghe di susu gi da da physical di tho le a sa de khabo wa
la re yo
a yo ma la
re
de
The practice of Tonglen meditation, sending and taking, involves sending sentient beings all of one's own happiness and taking upon oneself all of the sufferings of beings. But it's very difficult to effect that type of transference in a physical way. There have been given a few examples throughout the history of Tibetan Buddhism of masters who were literally able to physically take on the sufferings of others onto themselves. But those examples are extremely rare. However, not only were there said to be living persons who are capable of this, there are also legends of certain statues that were said to be capable of taking on the sufferings of other sentient beings. There are stories of a statue that was being guided upon a type of relic tour so that people could receive the blessings of the statue. And it was in an area where people were suffering from a certain disease that appeared as lumps on the skin, and many people were dying from this disease, that one of the symptoms of which was lumps on the skin. And it's said in this certain legend that when the statue visited that area, the statue started to grow lumps on the skin of the statue, and thus remove or reduce the suffering of the sentient beings who were afflicted by that disease. Statue Kurangi, the Dungegi, Dunge Lemba.
Not true.
Not like true.
Just in the sort of, in the monastery.
Lare.
But sometimes that monastery attacked by something,
disease.
This kind of disease.
Lare.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the statue came.
Statue Kurang Dar Dedo, came. Drogomar.
Sorry. Lasso. But then when the
and
sick
that
people
monastery,
came,
that particular monastery,
Lasso,
have any sort of this kind of disease,
Lasso,
then statue the ground.
Oh, Lasso. So, sorry, that was the translator's mistake earlier when it was said that the statue was brought on a tour. It wasn't brought on a tour. It was stationary at a particular monastery in the area of which there were sentient beings suffering from this certain vicious disease, one of the symptoms of which was that painful bumps or lumps arose on the skin. And it said that this statue then began to develop lumps on its skin and thus was taking on the sufferings of others. So there are stories of this nature. There is this type of belief in certain instances of the practice of Tonglen being very literal and physical. But aside from that, it would be very hard for us to physically take upon the sufferings of sentient beings upon ourselves. Moreover, it would be extremely difficult for us to be able to bear the suffering of all sentient beings in our own single body. The main point, then, of Tonglen practice isn't to try to do it physically, but to engage in Tonglen as a method for training our mind, to take it as a mental action in order to adjust our attitude mentally and increase the strength of our heart, so that when we witness the suffering of other sentient beings, rather than shying away from it or wanting to avoid it, it increases the strength of our heart, increases the strength of our compassion. It makes our heart and mind more vast and more broad. We become more and more willing to go out and meet the sufferings of sentient beings. By engaging in the mental practice of Tonglen, we develop more and more patience and strength of heart and cause these qualities to flourish further and further. Then the eighth verse says, all the while, may I be uncorrupted by thoughts of the eight worldly concerns. With a mind that knows all things to be illusions, free of clinging, may I be liberated from the fetters. This verse is connected to the view of emptiness. Free from the reification of the eight worldly concerns, we train our mind in the illusion-like outlook that sees that things are not real.
Space, opportunity, the source,
Return
to the basics.
There are all kinds of ways in which the term emptiness can be explained or interpreted. Sometimes emptiness is explained to be what is called a non-implicative negation. Sometimes it is explained in the manner of an implicative negation. Or in simpler language, we could say that sometimes emptiness is explained to mean no, and sometimes emptiness is explained to mean not. Emptiness is not nothingness. The basic meaning of emptiness is the basic space that is the source of everything. It is the source of all new opportunities. It is the opposite from our usual habit of fixation, which prevents freshness from arising. Our usual habit is to follow after the projections of our thoughts. Our confused thoughts are busy all of the time, making projections on top of what is actually happening. Through emptiness, we let go of all of those confused projections and return to our original state. So all of that confused projecting that our thoughts usually do is returned to zero by understanding emptiness. And when we return to our zero in that way, then there is fresh space for new ideas to arise. If we don't return to zero in this way through connecting with emptiness, then we just follow after our old ideas, our old confusion, our old habits, and in this state, it is very difficult for fresh intelligence to take birth. Therefore, understanding emptiness helps us to let go of our clinging, let go of our reification, and return to freshness. Return to the very basics of who we are.
다 가자. 가르자 디 뽑아다 나게서 디 개버지 디지 가르다지. 제자다 디다 데버를 셰드스네.
I think we can allow what has been said thus far to suffice as an explanation of the eight verses for training the mind. As was said previously, the Lojong teachings are designed to be short in terms of their words, but pithy in terms of their meaning. So I feel that these instructions that we have explored together can become valuable support to your practice, since the Lojong teachings contain all of the essential points for how to practice. Furthermore, I feel that it would be very valuable and helpful if you were to memorize the words of this text. Doing that will provide the support of having a further reminder in your day-to-day lives to practice the meaning of the Lojong teachings. So in this way, I'm confident that these teachings will be beneficial.